I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the United Pentecostal Church of Paris on a Sunday morning. Amen. Go ahead and stand up if you are excited. If you're not excited, stand up anyway. You'll get excited eventually. We are so glad that you have made it here this Sunday morning. There is already a sweet presence of God in this presence that was flowing from practice, and we are ready to do what we have been called to do. Scripture says, everything that hath breath, to praise ye the Lord. That's you and that's me. And this morning, what we are going to do before the worship even starts, before the song even begins to play, can we just begin to present a sacrifice of praise? Meaning, I may not be in the spirit yet, I may not have goosebumps yet, I may not feel it all going on yet, but I can lift my hands. I can tell God how good He is. I can clap my hands and I can rejoice for waking me up another morning. Father, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for how good you are for me. Thank you that you know every plan, that you have everything established. And Jesus, I worship you today because I have been called by you in Jesus' name.
Rising from the ashes,
hallelujah.
There's an army rising up today. Let the praises ring from every mountain. Hear the nations lifting up your name.
Sing it out, there is none.
sing it out.
There is no life in song. Do you believe that this morning?
Oh, every knee has to bow down.
Every
tongue has to cry out.
Worship the Lord all across this place this morning. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in this building this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like our God. I said there is none like our God. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Are you glad that you woke up and come to the house of the Lord this morning? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Do you love the Lord this morning? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we'd like to go ahead and remember our prayer request list. Amen. Let's not forget about Sister Dee Dee Freeland. Amen. Brother Eric Dozier. Amen. Let's not forget about Sister Michelle Hammond. Amen. That God would continue to move and strengthen her body this morning. Amen. And then let's remember Sister Renata Vanderberg. Amen. And of course, all of those on the list above. Praise the Lord. Amen. This morning I woke up and there was a scripture that came to my mind in Genesis. You know, the Bible says that Jacob, when he lighted upon a certain place. And I don't know why that just began to stand out to me. And as I begin to stand in this presence this morning, and I'm thankful that I've come to a certain place this morning. And sometimes, you know, everything else is going on outside of this building in our lives, whatever's going on. When we make it into the presence of the Almighty God, and we make it to that certain place, the Bible says he laid his head down and then he began to dream dreams. Whenever you make it to that certain place in the Holy Ghost, and God can begin to move on you. Praise the Lord. Let's take these needs before the Lord this morning and let's ask God to have his way in this service, Lord.
you'd show up.
I thought you'd show up for perfection.
So what kind of God?
What kind of God looks for the Lord?
They say it's over for a sinner.
They say it's over for a sinner.
Oh, but you are.
up. Is there a witness to that?
Oh, what a God, what a God,
who you are.
What a God, what a God.
Could come. We're going to take our tithe and our offering, and while they're taking it up, we're going to make some announcements, let you know what's going on as the plate is passed. That we have June the 6th will be a summer game night at the R.L. Meyer Center, at the R.L. Meyer Family Life Center, at 6 to 8 p.m. Be $5 a person. There's going to be pizza, bingo, games, sports, and a whole lot of fun. That's going to be June the 6th at the R.L. Meyer Family Life Center. And all church and community are invited. So sign up by Wednesday the 2nd for pizza. Make sure that you are signed up so we have enough pizza for you. There is a sign up, but then there's also a QR code. You can see it. You can scan it on your phone. You can sign up that way. It's easy. Just like that. And on the 8th is Pentecost Sunday. Everybody say Pentecost Sunday. We have an amazing Sunday lined out for Pentecost Sunday. It's God's will that you receive the Holy Ghost on Pentecost Sunday. It's God's will you receive it today, honestly. But if you do not have the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues, Pentecost Sunday is a great day to do it. It is going to be incredible. God moves today. God will move June the 8th like he did in the upper room. Amen. It is the same God now as it was then. And we have a powerful time. We're going to have in the morning service, it will be, I will be ministering. And then in the evening service at 6 p.m., we will have evangelist Brother Jonathan Whittemore with us. You do not want to miss it. There's going to be a powerful move of God this coming Sunday, June the 8th. On the June the 14th, we have men's breakfast at 8 a.m. at the R.L. Meyer Family Center. On the 15th will be Father's Day, and the raffle ends. Make sure if you have not entered into the raffle that is being put on by our men's group, The Watch, make sure that you have entered in. Find a leader of The Watch and to purchase or use that QR code. July the 1st, we have our Mother's Memorial Offering due. Our goal is $4,700. It provides appliances to missionaries. So see the signage in the foyer for details. Make your way if you're wanting to give. Put your name under the appliance that you are wanting to help purchase and the amount that you are wanting to donate, and we can help give and move the mission together. We have also VBS, Vacation Bible School. Is July. It's going to be every Wednesday night of July, all right? And so it is July 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. And the theme is True North. And so I'm sure they will take any bit of help that we can get, any volunteer. So make sure you find somebody that is involved, and let's get plugged in. VBS is a great opportunity to reach the young children, but also the community, because the parents bring them. And we have a chance to reach our community and to reach the future of the church through VBS. I believe it. And so we're going to pray over this offering. We're going to take it up and we're going to move back into worship. Father, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for who you are, who you have been, and who you will be. And God, I pray that you bless what is given, that you bless the giver. Let it go to further your kingdom today. The word is already anointed, so God, I pray that you anoint the man of God today as he ministers. And Lord, I pray that you anoint us to receive it and to respond and to be changed. In Jesus' name, amen.
His love, the Lord, provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answers in the hour of distress.
That's in this house today. God, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God, that's in this room. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, speak to us today, God. Talk to us today, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you right now this morning. Would you help me pray for about 30 seconds right here? God, we need you today, God. Move among us, Holy Ghost. Speak among us, oh God, we pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Being in the house of God, the presence of God, should never become, and it was never designed to become, just a weekly ritual. Amen. Being in church, being together with God's people, fellowship is wonderful, it's great, we love that. But when we come into this room, people come from all different walks of life, from all different backgrounds, and you literally never know who's sitting beside you on a pew who came needing an answer from God today. That's why we preach. That's why we teach. That's why we emphasize the importance of setting the atmosphere to where it's conditioned to be right for God can move in a house in that certain place, because you never know who came in this room needing God to pull them up off the bottom today. So what we're going to do, there's a different move of the Spirit. I feel it today. But what we're going to do right now for the next 30 seconds, would you help me today condition your heart? God, would you pray with me, Lord? Condition us, Lord. We want the atmosphere to be right, Jesus. This isn't superstitious. This is reality, God. People come in carrying heavy loads, heavy burdens. Help us, Holy Ghost, I pray today, Lord, not just to approach this service as I checked it off my list, but God, help me to participate in the move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God have mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's just entertain this presence right now, please. I want to help somebody right now. The song before this last song, one of the lyrics, I've heard it 1,000 times, but it jumped out at me today for the first time. The lyrics said, if I just reach his feet, I've seen it all. And it dawned on me because there's people here today come in here spiritually crawling. But I read a portion of scripture that said this. There was a little lady with the issue of blood. And she made this statement. If I can just touch the hem, it's about as close to the foot as you can get. If I can just get to that point, I know I'm going to be made whole. And the Bible said when she got at his feet, healing virtue flowed. She wasn't at his hands. She wasn't hearing his voice. She got as close as she could. So let me help somebody today. You may feel like you're 1,000 miles, but I'm telling you, if you can just touch his feet, there's healing virtue. God have mercy. That's going to flow through your body, through your soul. There's an old song. I doubt you'll know it, Sister Callan. It's from 1944. So you ain't got to play it. Don't stress over me, I promise you. But it said something like this, and I'm not the greatest singer, but hear me. It says, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. What? You're anchored. He said, in times like, be very sure that you're anchored to Christ. That solid, the core says, that rock is Jesus. Boy, I feel a lot of things today. We're just going to flow with God. How about that? Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. Media team doesn't have it, so I'll just read it. You can go there if you want. It says this, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, and it tells you what that is, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I'm not going to lie, I don't have a ton of notes today. That makes me nervous at times. But I felt some things that I'm kind of, if you would help me today, and in a sense, I'm piggybacking on Wednesday night because the Holy Ghost is reaching for somebody. And I have a very long title today, and it's the title of that song, Be Sure. Be very sure that you're anchored to Christ. He said, we have hope that lies beyond the veil. It's attached to that. It's attached to that solid rock, which is Christ Jesus. And he said, you better make sure in 2025 that your life is anchored to Christ and nothing else matters. Amen. I feel a move of the Holy Ghost here, right? Can we pray, Jesus, bless your word. Anoint your word. Speak to us, Holy Ghost. I'm nothing without you, God. We need a sovereign move of your spirit to move in this house today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, move among us, Lord. Speak among us. Talk among us today, God. Help us, Holy Ghost, to find your voice, to stay in the vein of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen. God bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Be sure, very sure, that you are anchored to Christ, that solid rock. If you study a brief study of anchors, it doesn't take a brilliant person to go to Google and to see what an anchor actually is. It is a heavy device that is attached to a boat or to a ship by a rope or by a chain, and that is thrown into the water, and its purpose has always been to hold that boat, to hold that ship in place. And anchors have been found dated back as far as 3100 BC. Most ancient anchors used were just rocks, and then later the Greeks were known for using baskets of stone and large sacks filled with sand. And as time progressed, advanced woodworking improved anchor shapes, and it resulted in a more compact and efficient and durable, what we now know as an anchor. But regardless of what anchors were made of, again, their purpose all along was meant to keep the boat from drifting or from being swept away by the waves. And if you study this scripture, and I don't have time per se today to study all of Hebrews or give a discord on what all Hebrews 6 means, but if you study it, it ends with those beautiful words, and it lets us know that our hope, when you obeyed the gospel, Brother Stephen mentioned this a few minutes ago about Pentecost Sunday, when you obeyed the gospel and you repented of your sins, when you were baptized in the name of Jesus and you received the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongues, if you've not experienced that, I'll say it again, it is essential for heaven. And I'm kind of just, bear with me for a couple of minutes to set some things here, but it is the will of God always for the waters of this baptismal tank to be troubled. It is the will of God for new babes to always be being born again in our altars. It's not just for Pentecost Sunday, but we're focusing on that, if you will. So if you've never received the Spirit, you can receive it today before you leave. If you've never experienced baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, that is essential for heaven. But I really want to focus today on this anchor, on this Jesus who is behind the veil. And scripture lets us know in Hebrews chapter 6 that if you are attached to him, if you are attached to that great hope, when storms of life come, when the winds of this world begin to pick up, it lets us know that I have a hope that is anchored in Christ Jesus, who he is that solid rock. And instead of me drifting away, I remain in one place so that when the storm does come, in the end, I haven't changed who I am. Let me just say some things here. There, we live in an ever-changing world. We live in a place that, if you, from COVID especially, when church went online, and from COVID to now, it's been a hard time getting folks back in the house at times because it became more easy to watch it online at home. And if you're doing that and you're healthy, you probably should be at church right now this morning. Amen. But since COVID, we've had a tendency just to get lazy, if you will, in the spirit. We kind of just become lackadaisical because church online was the easy way to go, and we came to church. When I was pastoring in Dayzetta, we may have had church for one Sunday and canceled church for 6 weeks because another case broke out, and it was a horrible time, but people began to drift away. They began to lose sight of what the purpose really was. I realized in that time, and many pastors, and if you've been in church any length of time, you realize this too, that people really didn't have a love for God like they claimed to have, because when times got a little bit tough, they seemed to ease out of the ship. They seemed to jump overboard, if you will, and leave out in a hurry. And the Lord, I believe today, put it in my spirit, and it's been on me this morning that I want to come today. I said it Wednesday night, I'm going to say again this morning, to caution somebody, to warn you that you better make sure you're anchored to Christ, that solid rock. You better make sure that you're not attached to everything but God. You better make sure your life is anchored down in Christ and in Him alone, because I promise you, friend, winds for some of you are already blowing, and winds are going to blow tomorrow for some of you, and when it does, what you're attached to is what's going to keep you in the house. What you're attached to is what's going to keep you in the body of Christ. And the Lord sent this preacher today to tell somebody, you need to be sure and very sure that you're anchored to Christ, that solid rock. I'm not worried about how much money you can make. I'm not worried about how many degrees you got. I don't care who you know, who you don't know. That don't mean a hill of beans in God's economy. What matters the most is, am I anchored to Him? If I'm chasing degrees, but I'm not chasing the one who gave me the ability to get the degrees, I'm in trouble. I've got to be anchored to Christ, that solid rock. In times like these, we need not the stock market. In times like these, we don't need a 401k. But in times like these, when the diagnosis comes and things look bleak, when your family walks out on you, when the loved ones say they hate you, they don't love you, it's in times like these. You don't need a self-help book. You need a man named Jesus who will come to your rescue and tell you, I'll be an anchor for you in the midnight hour. I'll be a love for you that will not let you go. You've got to be anchored in me. You've got to be solely, completely sold out to my purpose. Everybody said connected. We live in the most connected generation of all time. We're connected through every social media device, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you call, whatever you do for your connections, we're all connected. There's nothing you can't see in a matter of seconds. You can turn the news on, get on your phone, type in whatever website you want to go to, and instantaneously you are connected to whatever it is you desire to be connected to. But sadly and so tragically, God help us today, many people in the church have become so connected to the outside, they forgot the inside, and they forgot their source that gives them strength, and little by little, they begin to disconnect from the Savior. And as a result, they're connected to everything but God. But He sent me this morning to tell you, you better be sure, you better be very sure that you are connected to Christ, that solid rock. I'm telling somebody right now, there's going to be storms hit your life. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I just know what I'm saying. There's going to be storms hit your life. It's going to rock your world. But you better make sure you're connected to Him. You better make sure your life is grounded in Him. Never forget, COVID hit in 2020, and Our church, like every other church where I was at, was affected. People passed away. It was a horrible deal. And I'll never forget, I had a man in our church named Lynn Wells. And a great man, one of the pillars of the church. And it hurts me every time I talk about it, how much he meant to our church and how connected he was to the house. And one of the greatest soul winners I've ever seen in my life. He never held a mic to preach, never sung a song to sing. But he opened his house to many people. I've told my wife, I can't even... I want to be like that, but it didn't matter who you were. He'd open his house for family dinner. You come, whoever you are. If I barely know you, come to my house. There's always a place here. And he won more people doing. I baptized people who went to his house who were hung up on drugs, and he brought them to the house of God. It wasn't nothing I did. It was all that man. Tragically, he contacted COVID, and he was already in bad health and came very sick and was at the very end of his life. I didn't realize it was, but it was. And they moved him to what they thought was a rehab center. And I never forget, Brother Steve and I went and visited him, what would be my last visit to him. He'd had a stroke or something had happened. He had lost oxygen to his brain, but he could not communicate effectively at all. He was talking out of his head. It was a very sad deal. And I never forget, I walked in that room, Brother Griffith, and I talked to him. Hey, Brother Lynn. And he wasn't really talking coherent that day. And I never forget, I was fixing to leave the room. I said, Brother Lynn, I got to go. And great to see you. I love you. And let's pray together. And I never forget it. When I went to leave, he grabbed me. This is what he said. Listen to me, he said. Only what's done for Christ is what's going to last. And I left that room shaken to my core. And when I preached his funeral, I left that church know, I don't care if you got $10 million in the bank. I don't care how much you think you are. You ain't nobody, baby. When death stares you in the face, only thing that matters is, am I anchored to Christ, that solid rock? I don't care who you knew, who you didn't know. When it comes to that moment, hear me, somebody. I ain't trying to be morbid. I feel it on me right now to tell somebody, you better be sure today who you're anchored to. You better make sure who you're connected to today. Don't leave the room just living off of, well, I got it yesteryear. No, yesteryear won't do. You've got to renew your mind every single day and be anchored to Christ. It is vital in times like these that we do not pull up our anchor of hope. It is attached to Christ. It is vital that we do not begin to drift, because the problem with the drift is you begin to be slowly carried away by the current of water. And the current will always take you further than you intended to go. I said the current. I never forget. It's as humorous. And this is why my wife will not go with me in a boat hardly anymore. We had just moved to Jasper, and I bought a boat for $800. That was the first bad thing. It had a 15-horsepower engine on it, and my cousin, he had a nice bass boat, and we were fishing the Angelina River. I said, Eric, if you would, clock and see how fast my boat's moving. And he clocked me at 3.5 miles per hour. It was not a fast boat. It was bad. Well, there's another story. I was in a lightning storm on that boat, and it was, all of us were overweight, and we had a hard time getting home. I'll just tell you that. But Jenna and I, she was pregnant with Addison, and I got this boat. I was fired up in my mid-20s. I'm the man of my house. Bless God, we're going to the river fishing. I didn't have a paddle. The boat barely started. All I had was a broom for the boat. We get into Angelina River, and I forget, it's almost dark, and there's a pretty swift current on this river. It flows down from Sam Rayburn, and it's a pretty swift current here. But I said, it'll crank. The old man who sold it, he's a liar, and I pray God curse him, because it hardly ever would crank. But we got the boat to crank, backed out of the boat ramp. I parked the boat, parked the truck. Jenna's in the boat, her little cute self, and I get in the boat, crank it up, and when I back it up, Sister Dickie, the boat dies. And I thought, oh, this can't be good. And I must have choked that thing for 20 minutes. And we were about, I don't know, a mile and a half down the Angelina River. And I thought, well, the only thing I got left is this crazy broom. I can maybe paddle myself to the shore and prayerfully someone's home in one of these houses, and they'll have mercy on me and help me out. But when I went to put the broom in the water, I lost hold of the broom, and the broom went floating down Angelina. Now, Jenna don't cuss, but she did everything but cuss that day. I'll never get in a boat with you again. I'll never ride with you again. I can't believe you put me in this position pregnant with your first child. Thanks be to God that the motor did start. We got that boat back to shore, and that boat is buried now in my dad's backyard. It was a piece of junk. But I want to make an important point here. The current did something to me I didn't intend for it to do because I wasn't expecting it to do it that day. I just had in my mind, new boat, show off for my wife in a 3.5-mile-an-hour boat, right? You hear what I'm telling you? That's a funny point, but hear the serious side of this. I've met more people who are living life, going great, life was great, and it was just a slow fade, just a slow drift. I only miss once. I'll pray tomorrow. I'll read the book another day. And what you didn't know was is that you were throwing paddles out the boat. And all of a sudden, when life hits, you had nothing to grab for because everything had been tossed overboard. And you were down a current you didn't intend to be down, and you wondered to yourself, how in God's name did I get? I'm going to tell you what happened to you. You got disconnected. This ain't some deep word, but I promise you're going to save your soul if you hear me right now. You got disconnected from what mattered the most. You let this world and its stuff begin to allure you, and God's things begin to get slowly dimmer and more dim, and before you know it, you lost your desire. I preached about it Wednesday night. That thing called spiritual apathy, what does that mean? That simply means you lose your passion. You lose your desire for God. You have the ritual down. You know how to lift your hands. You know how to, woo, I love you, Jesus. You know how to be a good person. But deep inside, there's been a disconnect from the anchor. And I'm preaching to someone this morning and telling you and pleading with you, the anchor is calling for you. You need to come back home, and you need to stay connected to the body. You can't afford to leave the house the same way you came. I'm telling you, you can't handle what storms are coming down the road by yourself. You've got to be very sure before you leave this house today that you're connected to Christ, that solid rock. I am very aware, me included, that it is so easy. I've done it personally. It is so easy to begin to drift. It is so easy to become lulled to sleep, if you will, over time. I preach to you just like I preach to you, and I'm preaching to me too. Don't worry. I'm preaching to Brad as well. But it's so easy to drift away from the things that we know matter most. It's so easy to drift away from the things we know we should be doing. It's so easy to drift away and look up one day and realize, how did I end up here? I never intended to be this far away from God. I never intended to let my life spiral like it's. Hear me right now, even though you got it all together in the material, you don't have it all together in the spiritual. Hear me, somebody, right now. I don't care who you are. I'm preaching for your soul today and telling you, you got to wake up and shake the cobwebs out of your mind and realize you ain't thinking what you think you are. You're not who you think you are. God is calling for you. God is reaching for you and telling you, wake up, shake yourself from complacency, shake yourself from comfort. Anybody know what got David in trouble? Anybody? Bible said he stayed home when kings went to battle. And his staying home, his drifting away, is what caused him to end up in an adulterous affair because he did not stay connected. Because he did not stay connected to his source. And in the end, you hear me right now in the Holy Ghost, in the end, not only did David pay for it, but the Bible said the Lord told David, I've forgiven you, you will not die, but your sons will do in public what you did in private. He said, there's a price to pay for this. I told you Wednesday night, I feel it on me again today. I'm not preaching just for you. I'm preaching for your kids. I'm preaching for your grandkids. I'm preaching for your great-grandkids and telling you, you're being connected to this house will determine their eternal security in Jesus Christ. You've got to stay connected. They're depending on you. We don't. And I'm not just talking about church attendance. I'm talking about being connected to Christ. It's a whole lot bigger than coming to this building. But I'm talking about being connected to him 24/7, Monday through Friday. Living a life of holiness. What is holiness? Set apart to God. Smiling, being happy, not being a devil in public, being nice to people in public. Amen. Being kind to people, being connected to the source and letting everybody know there's a God who loves you by how I act, how I respond, how I treat others. What am I doing? I'm trying my best to stay anchored to Christ. God is, I'm telling you, he's pulling for people who's telling me to tell you, you've drifted way too far. You're way out here, and I'm telling you, you better get back center. You better get back in the house. You better get back in the church where God established you. You know what it's like to feel the power of the Holy Ghost shake you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Well, that's old school Pentecost. You better read your Bible. That ain't old school Pentecost. That's Book of Acts Pentecost. We've been shaking, quaking since the Book of Acts. Isaiah said, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. I still believe the Holy Ghost can shake you to the floor. It can pick you back up. It'll make you roll. It'll make you run. It'll make you dance. And if that offends you, you need to be offended. You're being mean. Oh, no, I ain't. I'm trying to reach beyond where you are. I'm trying to talk to your soul and tell you it's time to wake up. It's time to come alive. Jesus said in Revelation, you need to return to your first love. You need to get back to what it was, to where you would pray until God broke in your life. You need to pray through again. We call it in the old days, pray through until God operates in your life, in your family, in your marriage, in your ministry. Pray for God. Lord, shake me of everything that's not like you, Jesus. Help me, God, become delivered of any and everything that's not pleasing to you, God. I want to be right with you. I want to be holy. I want to be godly. I want to be clean. I want to be pure. What are you doing, preacher? I'm reconnecting myself. I'll tell you something powerful, and I'll close. We're going to pray, and I believe God wants to help somebody. The only reason why Noah and his kids and his daughter-in-laws and his wife got out alive was because God spoke to Noah, and Noah heeded the voice of God. And by his heeding the voice of God and calling his family with him, they were saved from that tragic flood that happened. Oh, God. So don't ever think in your mind or tell me, well, that ain't my responsibility. Oh, yes, it is. Joshua said it powerfully when he said, as for me and my house, we're going to stay connected. Well, what was he really saying? He was saying, listen to me, baby. You going with me. I'm going to take you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to prepare the way for you. There's people here who are disconnected because of past trauma, past offenses, past things that have happened in your life that's hurt you, that's broken you, and it has disconnected you from him. Because I've done this, God forgive me for ever doing this, but I've done it to where I've allowed things that happened to cause me to begin to blame God and say, God, if you would have just stopped it, this wouldn't have happened. God, if you'd have just done such and such, that would have never happened. You hear me right now? And if we're not careful in our season of justifying of why we're right and why they're wrong, and in our season of trauma, hear me, if we're not careful, if we don't deal with it, if we don't get reconnected and let God drive that mess out of us, you hear what I'm telling you? It will be passed down. I said it Wednesday night. It's come to me again today. The Bible said, beware lest the root of bitterness spring up in you, and by it, it defiles many. He said it started with you, but because you gave growth to it, you let it grow, it's going to defile a whole lot of people. And for scientific purposes, if this helps you, doctors, go to a psychologist, even a non-Christian psychologist. One of the first questions they'll ask you is this. They'll ask about your maternal and your paternal parents, your grandparents, trying to trace the history. I wonder where this started at. You hear me? And in the spirit, there's things that we're not dealing with today that will and can be passed down generation to generation because we didn't deal with the issue. We drifted away. We justified our reason why we were right. And we got connected to him every once in a while. But he's way over there. And when he calls us, we can't hear him. When he reaches for us, we can't feel him like we used to feel him. I told you the night, don't mistake God's presence and God's blessings as God's favor. That's not Bible. The Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, meaning God will bless you, God will shake you just to try to wake you up, just to try to get you thinking right again, just to try to send conviction again to you. Be very sure. Be very sure. You got to be anchored to him and him alone. Hear me. I don't care what friends you lose. I don't care what they'll say. I don't care what they'll do. The Lord has reached and called for you today, telling you, you got to make up your mind. Today. I'm not preaching for you tomorrow. I'm preaching for you today. I got to wake up today. I got to make sure my mind's right, my spirit's right, my soul's right, God. I've got to be reconnected back to the source. And if I'm not sure, what do? I make sure before I leave. Amen. I pray through until God speaks through me again. I pray through until I feel God release that off of me today. Let's all stand together. Scripture says that God is no respecter of persons, meaning God has no favorites. He don't play favorites. God loves everybody the same. He is a good God. But I've said it multiple times since I've been blessed to be your pastor, that God is a gentleman, and he will never, ever force himself upon you. He'll never kick the door down. But the Bible says he stands at the door and he knocks. And he says, if any man hear my voice, let him open the door. Then I will come in and have fellowship with him. I dare somebody this morning who it's been a while since you've opened the door. I know it's a different Sunday morning. It's supposed to be high key. I pray you come to church tonight. But you hear me right now. God is reaching for someone telling you, you need to make your way back home. You need to come back home. Stop giving all the excuses that went through your brain 10 times. Get them out of the way. Take authority over your thoughts and come back home. God is reaching and telling you. I'm not talking about a physical. I'm talking about a spiritual calling. God is spiritually calling you back, saying you got to get reconnected to the anchor. I promise you, friend, getting reconnected, it may not solve all of your problems, but I promise you when the storms do come and when they are blowing, you'll have an anchor that'll hold you fast and steady in the middle of the storm. Let's pray. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, Holy Ghost, to do what I can't do, God. You said your word would not return void, God. I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you would move, you would bless, you would speak, you would touch today, God. I pray, God, right now, you would stir hearts, God. I can't do it, but you can, Lord.
minister right now, God, to people who have been broken, hurt with trauma and offenses. I pray the Holy Ghost would help them, God, to come back home in their spirit, God. Help us, oh God, not to drift away. God, the hour is late, God. Help us, God, not to drift, oh God, this late in the day. In the name of Jesus, I pray, let your convicting power do what only you can do, Lord. Call, oh God. Help us, Holy Ghost, to heed your voice today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, these altars are open, church. It's always best if we all come together. But if you're here today and you found yourself drifting away, it don't mean you're some horrible person, but God is trying his best to reach for you, to call for you. Would you pray today with me right now? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Come on, there has to be a reconnecting today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Come on, somebody, God, I cry out to you today, Lord. We need you today, God. Help me, God, to connect my family, to connect my life. Help me, God, to get disconnected from anything that's not like you, God.
In spite of the storm.
Come on, church, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to connect to you.
Oh, the ship is battered.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost, to connect to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, I pray. Help us, oh God, I pray. Help us, oh God, I pray.
Yeah.
shall all pass away, but there's something about that day.
Let's all lift our hands together today. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you, God, for being that anchor, God, that we can connect to, Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost, to realign our lives with you, oh God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Help us, oh God, to stay connected to that solid rock, oh God. Help us not to get weary in well-doing, oh Lord. But help us to push ourselves beyond where we've been. Deliver us, oh God, of any apathy or comfort or complacency, God. Help me, God, I pray. Help us all today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Only God can satisfy every need in your soul. Hear me. I'm all for great counselors, Christian counselors. Get any help you need. But at the end of the day, God is the source of our strength. God is the one that gives us the hope and the help that we need to commit ourselves to the journey of whatever it is God has for us. Amen. And you have to hear me, please. We're fixing the transition. Have one more thing we need to take care of today, but you have to make sure that you are anchored, hear me, to Christ. Whatever you do, if you found yourself, God, I ain't prayed like I should. I ain't read like I should. I ain't been faithful to you. It's okay. Just reconnect. Man, tonight we're going to talk about a new song, and I believe God's going to help us. But I just challenge you today. Make a fresh commitment to God. Amen. You can do this thing. Amen. You got what it takes to make it. Amen. If you would, make your way back to your seat. We've got just one more thing to take care of today before we're dismissed. Thank you for staying through the service today. God bless you. And I'd like for Brother Stephen and Sister Callan to come today if they would. And we love and appreciate Brother Stephen and Sister Callan. Amen. Love and appreciate you. Hallelujah. And Brother Stephen wants to talk to you this morning before we're dismissed.
This coming October will be 6 years that Callan and I have had the incredible honor of serving this church, loving your students, growing together with so many of you. And it's been one of the greatest privileges of our lives, and one that we will forever cherish and be grateful for. And for more than a year now, God has been stirring something within our hearts, and through prayer and countless confirmations and clear direction from the Lord, we have come to understand that He is calling us to a new chapter and a new assignment. And with that, I was wanting to share with you that Callan and I have accepted the position of associate pastor with Harvest Hills Church, partnering with Pastor Chris Green and serving the communities of Dripping Springs and Austin, Texas. And we will be making this transition and moving in late summer to early fall of this year. It's not a decision made lightly. We love this church. This has been our home our entire lives. We love this city. We love this youth group. And because we love you, we wanted to follow God's will with full integrity, and our calling to Austin has been steadily confirmed, and we're simply responding to what we know is the voice and the direction of God for this season in our lives. We're not leaving because of problems. We're leaving because of purpose. And I know, I apologize if I've seemed dishonest to you, if you've asked me if we're leaving, and I said, we leave when God calls us out. And I was telling the truth. The timing and things like this are so critical and sensitive. And we are here for the summer. We are here through NAYC. We are here to continue to serve this church to their fullest ability while we are here. We'd like to thank this church for loving us, for raising us, for praying for us. Thank you to Brother and Sister Meyer for trusting in us and allowing us to serve in the capacity that we have. And I'd like to thank Pastor and Sister Davis for their unwavering support during this decision. And we believe that the best days for this church and this young people are still ahead. I believe that there is a great revival that is coming under the leadership of the Davis family that we are going to be so excited to still be a part of and to still watch. We love each of one of you deeply. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we step forward in obedience to God's will. If you have any questions for me, feel free to reach out. You know where I live. And thank you. And God bless.
Why don't we stand? Let's keep that hand going. Amen. Amen. And we love Brother Stephen and Sister Callan. And you said, well, how can you say that? You've been here a month. Well, I have to remember that connected stuff to Facebook for years. And it truly has been an honor. And I saw it graduation Sunday with kids who spoke about the impact that these two great young adults have had on their lives. And that's a testimony. And when he called me about a month and a half ago, somewhere in there, when I just got voted in, we were talking about this would happen. And of course, your flesh doesn't like stuff like that, but the will of God is paramount to what my flesh ever wants, amen? And we know God's hand is upon them, and the best is yet to come, what God's going to do to this great couple in the future. We'll honor them here in a couple of months, but we're so honored today that they're part of us still, and we love and appreciate you guys. Thank you. Love you so much, man. Bless you. Amen. Always hard to say goodbye. Amen. We love and appreciate Brother Stephen and Sister Callan so much. And dynamic couple. And I know God's going to do great things. Amen. Everybody said Sunday night. You know what freaked the devil out? Freak him out. If all of you are back here tonight. I mean, he'd go into cardiac arrest if you just showed up. Sister Michelle, it's great to see you. Now, if she broke her arm playing pickleball, had a rough week in the hospital, she's in church. Surely you can be at church tonight. You're all right. Amen. We love you, Sister Michelle. Glad you're doing better. Appreciate her. And we're so glad again you came to church on the Sunday.